Oil price surge changes winners and losers worldwide as Strait of Hormuz closes and energy crisis unfolds as the war involving the United States, Israel, and Iran reshapes oil production and exports, and this article shows who gains and who loses. It centers on the effective closure of the Strait of Hormuz and the uneven impact across regions, with producers outside the Gulf profiting, while Gulf states face losses. It explains how Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates invested in pipelines to bypass the strait, a move that stabilizes some routes, but carries a high cost. It also notes how Russia benefits from higher prices, while facing political and logistical pressures. Experts like Jim Burkhard frame the stakes, helping readers see who wins as markets adjust. Drawing on export and price data from major sources, the piece outlines the likely path ahead for energy supply, prices, and policy responses. Strait of Hormuz closure cuts Gulf oil output and hits some countries. Hard United States benefits from higher oil prices and more exports. Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates built pipelines to bypass the strait. Russia profits from high prices, while Ukraine faces economic pressure. Countries without alternative routes suffer most and may need costly new pipelines. Global energy shock reshapes oil trade as the Strait of Hormuz closure bites Gulf producers. The current energy crisis, tied to the confrontation among the United States, Israel, and Iran, has disrupted oil production and trade. The effective shutdown of the Strait of Hormuz has pushed several Gulf exporters to scale back shipments, while buyers outside the region have benefited from higher prices. The United States, in particular, has increased its crude and product exports. Impact on supply and prices. Analysts and market data show a sharp price rise driven by reduced Gulf flows. Countries that can redirect shipments through other routes have fared better, while those lacking alternatives have seen larger losses. The disruption has created a dichotomy. Outside the Gulf, some sellers gain from higher values. Inside the Gulf, producers reliant on Hormuz face bigger challenges. According to a study that reviewed months of export and price data, the most affected trade involves oil shipped by sea. The analysis highlights who has won and who has felt the sting, with the Gulf's export routes taking the brunt when Hormuz is not fully open. Gulf routes and alternative pipelines. A number of Gulf producers had previously invested in pipelines that bypass the strait. Those assets have become a form of insurance, helping countries move crude to ports outside Hormuz. By comparison, nations without such routes have confronted more pronounced declines in shipments and revenue. Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates stand out as examples of this approach. While their overall export volumes fell, their earnings increased as prices rose. In contrast, Iran's exports initially held steady but later faced pressure from sanctions and naval restrictions, reducing shipments in the weeks that followed. United States and Russia. In a shifting market, the United States remains the world's largest producer of oil and gas, which cushions the broader economy from some conflict-related shocks. Private oil companies in the United States have captured most of the additional earnings, and there is little sign of a nationwide drilling surge. Much of the extra income is expected to boost shareholder value and state revenues rather than trigger a large domestic drilling boom. Russia also benefits from higher global prices, though it faces its own political and security challenges. Some sanctions-related measures were adjusted temporarily to allow limited shipments, contributing to higher revenues for Russian oil. Ukraine continues efforts to constrain Russia's profit potential by targeting oil infrastructure. Other Gulf states and the broader picture countries that do not control Hormuz or lack viable alternative routes have experienced steeper difficulties. Iraq, Kuwait, and Qatar are cited as particularly vulnerable due to their heavy reliance on Hormuz-based transit. In response, authorities in several Gulf states began evaluating new or expanded pipelines that bypass the strait, though such projects involve substantial costs and long timelines. Conclusion: the analysis shows that the energy crisis, triggered by the geopolitical clash surrounding the Strait of Hormuz, has produced a clear, durable reordering of global oil trade. A bifurcated outcome has emerged. Producers with viable bypass routes and flexible markets gain, while Hormuz-dependent Gulf producers endure reduced volumes and higher costs. The United States benefits from stronger prices and expanded exports, aided by its domestic flexibility and the resilience of its energy sector. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates mitigate losses by leveraging pipelines that bypass Hormuz, though the approach entails substantial investment and risk. Russia benefits from higher prices despite ongoing sanctions and security pressures. Countries lacking alternative routes such as Iraq, Kuwait, and Qatar bear the steepest losses, underscoring the urgency and the sizable cost in developing new transit corridors. Looking forward, the path for energy supply and prices will depend on geopolitical developments, the pace and cost of infrastructure expansion, and policy responses. The potential reopening of Hormuz could ease pressures, but the long-term shifts in trade patterns are likely to persist, reinforcing the central role of alternative pipelines, strategic reserves, and adaptive governance in shaping global energy security. Frequently asked questions: who wins the most when Hormuz closes and oil prices rise? The United States gains big. U.S. exporters ship more oil and fuels. Big oil companies earn the most cash. Russia also benefits from higher prices. Saudi Arabia and the UAE do well thanks to pipelines that skip Hormuz. Who loses the most? Iraq, Kuwait, and Qatar take the hardest hits. Countries with no alternate routes lose more oil and money. Iran faces added pressure from sanctions and blocked chips. How did Saudi Arabia and UAE cope? They built pipelines to bypass Hormuz. They keep shipping through other routes. Revenue rose even as export volumes fell. What happened to U.S. exports and profits during the crisis? U.S. exports of oil and fuels rose a lot. Big oil firms grab most of the extra cash. There are few signs of a big reinvestment in new wells. State and local governments gain from higher taxes and royalties. What if Hormuz stays closed longer? The winners keep gaining. The losers fall further behind. If Hormuz reopens, recovery depends on the damage already done. Pipelines will still matter for future trade.